Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts environmental politics and policies take center stage this afternoon at Boston's Museum of Science. Republican Governor Charlie Baker and Democratic nominee Jay Gonzalez will take turns discussing their environmental records and plans for the Commonwealth's future. Forum sponsored by 18 of the state's leading environmental organizations. And with a preview now of the candidates' eco positions and proposals, we turn to WBUR's Bruce Gellerman.
It's almost 4 years to the day since Charlie Baker fielded questions at an environmental forum just like this afternoon's. It was there that Baker, running for his first term as governor, pledged to increase environmental spending in Massachusetts.
I committed a long time ago to getting to 1% of the budget again with respect to the state's environmental agencies.
Baker told the environmental groups he was surprised and disappointed to learn that the last time 1% of the state's budget went to fund environmental issues was back in 1990s when he served in Governor William Weld's administration.
And I can promise you that, well, it may not happen immediately because it's going to depend to some extent on what the budget actually looks like when the next governor takes office, I can promise you that we'll get there over the course of my administration.
When Baker took office in 2015, he inherited an unexpected billion-dollar deficit. The budget is now balanced as required by state law, but as governor, Baker hasn't made good on his environmental spending pledge.
We didn't think that a penny of every dollar was too much to ask, but the budget hasn't budged.
Elizabeth Henry is president of ELM, the Environmental League of Massachusetts.
We're still at about 0.57%, so a little bit more than half a penny, and that's within a couple hundredths of a percentage point of where it was when he took office.
The 120-year-old Environmental League is one of the seven eco-organizations in the state that annually present the governor with an energy and environmental report card. It grades in 27 categories, from climate change adaptation and maintaining forests to reducing the use of toxic chemicals.
And for the last 3 years, the Baker administration has gotten a C.
In this year's report card, the eco groups say they're disappointed that the Commonwealth is lagging in many areas where it should be leading. Baker got 9 D's and 2 F's, flunking in water pollution control and protecting the environment from dangerous facilities like waste incinerators. The review also blames the governor and legislature for deep cuts in the state environmental workforce.
I wouldn't have guessed it was as bad as it is, but the agencies are really hollowed out. They are chronically under-resourced.
Especially hard hit is the Department of Conservation and Recreation. It lost nearly 400 full-time positions, 30% of its workforce over the last 7 years. According to a Green Budget Coalition report, there is just one 15-person park maintenance crew in the entire state. Our parks are falling apart, says ELM President Elizabeth Henry.
What could be our crown jewels we treat like cubic zirconia.
But Governor Baker does get top score in several environmental areas, including the state's program to help cities plan and prepare for climate change.
You know, we're really seeing some leadership there. He gets an A for culvert and dam removal across the state. The Division of Ecological Restoration really punches above their weight. The food waste ban was an A. We've got a lot to be proud of for offshore wind.
Earlier this year, Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Protection, Matthew Beaton, announced the winning company chosen to build the nation's first industrial-sized offshore wind farm.
We are currently pursuing the greatest amount of renewable energy in the Commonwealth's history. There will be great benefits that come by way of jobs and local benefits and supply chain development from this specific project, and it sets the stage for a great future of offshore wind development in the Commonwealth.
But Governor Baker's attempts to bring more hydropower from Canada to Massachusetts have been opposed by most environmental groups and so far have failed. Clean energy is one of the fastest-growing segments of the state's economy. It's an $11.4 billion a year industry that employs 109,000 workers. That's twice the number of coal miners in the entire country. The Commonwealth is already the most energy-efficient state in the nation for the 8th year in a row. Still, we spend $22 billion a year on energy. About 80% of that is sent out of state to buy fossil fuels that emit climate-changing greenhouse gases that increase the severity and frequency of storms. Blizzard winds and blinding snow lashed the state last January and again in March, destroying concrete seawalls along the Massachusetts coast. Governor Baker was in Scituate the day after the early spring storm as repairs began.
It's really important for us to put time, money, and resources into resiliency and adaptability because storm surges are just becoming something that we're going to see more and more frequently.
Baker proposed and recently signed a $2.4 billion environmental bond bill that would beef up critical infrastructure to adapt to and mitigate the effects of climate change. Elm President Elizabeth Henry praises the move but says environmentalists want to see more leadership in addressing climate change, especially when it comes to emissions from transportation. Today, 40% of the greenhouse gases emitted in Massachusetts come from vehicles.
So a real vision for the future of transportation, particularly with regards to emissions, is something that the next governor, whether it be Baker or Gonzalez, really has the opportunity to put the Commonwealth on a bold path.
One of the areas where we are falling behind and desperately need leadership is in taking on climate change and environmental protection.
That's challenger Jay Gonzalez answering questions at a Democratic candidate environmental forum last April. It was organized by the same eco-organizations that are sponsoring today's event.
I am an environmentalist. I've spent my entire adult life working on environmental issues.
As an attorney in private practice, Gonzalez says he represented many local governments, helping them to finance clean water infrastructure, municipal solar systems, and clean up hazardous brownfields. Later, he worked in the Deval Patrick administration in the same position Baker held in the William Weld cabinet, Secretary of Administration and Finance.
I increased investment to record levels in land conservation and urban park development, initiated and developed the Accelerated Energy Program to green 700 state facilities in 700 days.
Gonzalez says he wants to make Massachusetts the first state in the nation with a carbon tax. He'd use the funds to eliminate fossil fuels.
Electrifying our transportation system overall is a huge part of how we're going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and get to our goal.
Massachusetts' near-term goal is to reduce overall climate emissions 25% by 2020 from 1990 levels, but it's unclear we will hit the target. Charlie Baker supports new natural gas pipelines. Jay Gonzalez opposes them. However, both recently signed a pledge to increase development of wind energy projects off the coast of Massachusetts, so long as it's economically advantageous. But while energy and environmental issues are critically important to the state's future and the fate of the planet, Elizabeth Henry acknowledges they're not the top concerns of most voters.
They're thinking about the economy, they're thinking about education, they're thinking about health care. But we know that across the Commonwealth there are about 600,000 people for whom environment is a number one or number two issue. And that's a lot.
In the last gubernatorial election, out of nearly 2.2 million ballots cast, Charlie Baker won by just 40,000 votes. From that perspective, a block of 600,000 environmental voters is a lot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
The Department of Conservation and Recreation refutes the Green Budget Coalition's assertion that the state has only one 15-person park maintenance crew and says hundreds of full-time and seasonal employees contribute to park maintenance.